You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cardinals baseball today on this Wednesday, July 20th, with our Cardinals reporter, Jennifer Langosch. Jennifer, thank you very much for the time, and let's dive right in. The Cardinals rained out on Tuesday as we speak. They're in the midst of a day-night twin bill against the San Diego Padres, but there was some big news earlier in the day on Tuesday. Johnny Peralta back on the DL due to a ligament strain in his left thumb, the same thumb that he underwent surgery on, which knocked him out for 50-plus games, I believe, earlier in the season. Now, this obviously is going to have or has already had a huge domino effect on the roster, as well as the infield configuration for at least the next couple of weeks, however long that Peralta is going to be on the shelf. So, Jennifer, just start off by breaking down all the player shuffling on the roster and on the infield resulting from this latest setback for Johnny Peralta.
Yeah, I mean, you look right now on the disabled list, and the Cardinals starting first baseman Brandon Moss, they're starting second baseman Matt Carpenter, and now they're starting third baseman Johnny Peralta, all on that disabled list. I mean, the good news is the Cardinals don't think that any of those stays will be that extended as it pertains to Peralta. This is the same thumb he had surgery on. The Cardinals don't believe this is necessarily related to the surgery, though it's hard to believe that there's probably not some correlation there, even just with the strength that he's trying to regain in that thumb. But the hope is that with 7 to 10 days of rest, after that, kind of the inflammation and the soreness that Johnny's been dealing with, he can then resume baseball activities. And the Cardinals hope that, you know, the minimum 15 days is all that he would need, which would put his return in early August. They hope that Brandon Moss could be a little bit before that, and maybe Matt Carpenter just shortly after that. But what it means now is it means we're going to see more of Greg Garcia. We're going to see more of Jed Jerko. And also Colton Wong. I mean, all those guys are going to kind of mix and match as Mike Matheny wants them to fill those spots in the meantime. One thing I thought was interesting yesterday in addressing this injury to Peralta, general manager John Mozeliak said that this does not necessarily change the team's plans at the trade deadline. They're not all of a sudden going to start looking for infield help, and that's mostly because they do expect these guys to be back by early August. So disappointing setback for Johnny, certainly, and you do wonder if this might turn out to be somewhat of a lost season for him. Even when he had been healthy over the last month plus, we hadn't really seen much power from him, and I mean, I think that the strength coming back in his thumb is a slow process. So the Cardinals hope to get him back, hope for that boost, but right now he's just resting and trying to get that thumb strong again.
And Jennifer, you mentioned something interesting in that, John Mozeliak insisted that this setback for his left thumb is completely unrelated to the original setback for his left thumb, which he underwent surgery on. Now, I think that anybody that reads that at first is going to be a little bit skeptical. It sounds like you are too, and I just have a hard time believing that the two are not connected in some fashion, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I mean, they say that it's the other side of the thumb, but the issue, you know, he had ligament thumb surgery in March, and this is a ligament strain. And so there seems to be some correlation there. I mean, he did twice in the past couple weeks during swings is when he aggravated that ligament again. But I do think a lot of it, again, I think a lot of it has to do with just regaining the strength in that thumb. I mean, he's probably not going to be fully there this whole year. I mean, this might be something that he just tries to get right for next year. But my guess is that just a little bit of weakness made it a little bit more exposed when he took those swings, and here all of a sudden now he's had a setback. And let's not forget, this is the same surgery that Yadier Molina had this offseason, and it took him 2 surgeries to get that thumb right. So it's not something that you necessarily come back quickly back to 100% from right away.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough road for Johnny Peralta. You brought up the great example with Yadier Molina. This is not an easy thing to bounce back from. A lot of recovery time, even post-surgery. So we'll see. As you said, this could just be a lost 2016 season for Johnny Peralta. Briefly, Jennifer, you mentioned that Colton Wong is obviously going to be in the mix along with Greg Garcia and Jed Jerko, some other guys in this brand-new infield configuration, at least for the foreseeable future. Should we expect to see Wong every day or nearly every day at his former second-base position, or does he still bounce back and forth between the outfield and the infield?
I think right now when he plays, it's probably going to be mostly a second base. And that's credit to Randall Grichuk, who since coming up about a week before the All-Star break has played very well, reached base, I believe, in every game since then. So he's going to continue to get the playing time in center field, which then shuffles Colton Wong back to his natural second base position. I do think the Cardinals, what we've seen out of this All-Star break, is that they're willing to platoon he and Jed Jerko at second base, you know, the right-handed and the left-handed versus the matchups. But whoever gets hot is going to play. You know, unfortunate for Colton Wong, but fortunate for the Cardinals is Jed Jerko has killed his former team, the San Diego Padres. That's why we've seen him continue to start daily in this series. But Colton Wong's going to get his opportunities, and I think, you know, as the Cardinals buy time for some of these veteran bats to get healthy, a guy like Colton, somebody like Randall Grichuk, Matt Adams, some of these players who have had up and down first halves, big for the Cardinals if they can come out strong to start the second half and kind of create, maybe gain a little bit of that traction that they lacked earlier this year. Because if the Cardinals want this offense to continue to click, especially without Matt Carpenter and even Brandon Moss, they're going to have to get contributions elsewhere, and Colton's going to be a big part of that.
All right, so Jennifer, let's shift to something a little more uplifting as all this injury talk. Let's do something else now, something better. And something better certainly is Alex Reyes going back to the Futures game during All-Star Week in San Diego. And Reyes, the top prospect for the Cardinals, definitely turned some heads at that Futures game by basically doing what he's done all along. The book on him is he trolls hard, strikes out a ton of guys, also a tad wild. He checked off all three boxes at the Futures game. What do you think the immediate future holds for Reyes in terms of a big league promotion? I know that John Mozeliak has not been shy in discussing that, you know what, this guy is in our plans. We just haven't completely nailed down on what his role is going to be quite yet.
Yeah, it's interesting because as we approach the trade deadline, it's no secret that the Cardinals are looking for bullpen help. And, you know, you do wonder if perhaps their best bullpen help is sitting down there in the AAA rotation in Alex Reyes. And we've seen the Cardinals do this before. I mean, look what they did with Carlos Martinez a couple of years back. He was a starter all the way through the minors. They brought him up initially. He pitched out of the bullpen, was electric in a seventh, eighth inning role, very effective in the postseason. And then he converted back into a starter. Now we see him as a dynamic part of the St. Louis Cardinals rotation. That being said, the Cardinals and general manager John Mozeliak in particular seem ready to be patient with Alex Reyes and at this point want to leave him in AAA. For Alex, you know, the big thing for him, I think, over these next couple weeks, he's got to get more efficient. And while that's not necessarily a reason for concern if the Cardinals were to need him in a relief role, if they do want him to start, he's not going to be able to throw 100 pitches over five innings and expect to make it very long in a major league rotation. So for now, he's going to continue to pitch every 5 days, work on that pitch efficiency, work to decrease the walk rate, throw more strikes. I mean, what we saw at the Futures game was electric. And we saw this kid strike out, he threw two pitches at 101, strike out somebody on a fastball, strike out somebody on a changeup, strike out somebody on a curveball. I mean, all his pitches are there. It's just kind of honing them all in. And it will be interesting to see if he does eventually come up and help this team in the bullpen. I think some of that will be dictated by whether or not the Cardinals can find some bullpen help externally in the next 12 days. But he's certainly sitting down there as an option, and I think a pretty good one if the Cardinals need some help.
And there is a precedent for this. You mentioned Carlos Martinez with the team a couple years ago, going back a little bit further to 2008. Some guy by the name of David Price came up for the Rays. They brought him out of the bullpen to wipe out left-handed hitters. He did that. Rays won the pennant, went to the World Series that year. So this could be a similar path that Alex Reyes follows. We will certainly see what the immediate future holds for the promising young right-hander for the Cardinals in their farm system. Jennifer, we did not get to discuss matters during the All-Star break. So right now, let's hand out some first-half awards. Let's do three of those. We'll give out a first-half Cy Young for the Cardinals, a Raleigh Fingers Award for best reliever, also give out the MVP for position players. Then we'll get your opinion on the most surprising development, good or bad, of the first half. So without further ado, let's give out that first half award, beginning with the Cy Young for the rotation. My guess for this one, I think it's pretty obvious. I'll see if you agree, but I would have to think it's Carlos Martinez here.
It is. You know, we talk about Alex Reyes, and the one guy he's often compared to within this organization is Carlos Martinez in terms of that electric stuff. And we saw some great growth from Carlos in the first half this year. I mean, he had a terrific season last year as a first-year member of the rotation. But when you look at kind of what went up and down for this rotation this year in the first half, Carlos was the steady presence there from April until the All-Star break. And you could have made an argument that he deserves to be an All-Star this year. Leading up to that All-Star break, his last eight starts, 1.49 ERA, 49 strikeouts. He led the team with starts of seven innings or more, led the National League with double plays induced, which I think is a real indicator of where he's coming. This is a kid who can throw 98, 99, 100 at will into the sixth or seventh inning, but what we've seen from him is he'll pull off some of that velocity, he'll get more ground balls, he's more efficient, some of those things that Alex Reyes needs to develop. And Carlos had a terrific first half, and with the game today, his start today, certainly has started the second half strong as well.
No question there. And award number two, the Raleigh Fingers Award for best reliever. And unfortunately, one guy we can eliminate from this, given his struggles pretty much all season long, is the former closer, Trevor Rosenthal. But of the guys who are kind of in the mix for this one, who's your choice?
It's the guy who replaced him as the closer, and my choice, the final boss, Stone 1-0. I mean, you look at what he's done in his first year as a major leaguer, been a terrific sign for the Cardinals. He is now their closer. You look at what he did in the first half, ranked in the top five in ERA, in appearances, in strikeouts, has yet to give up a run on the road this year. So, you know, while the Cardinals have had a lot of fluctuation in that bullpen and have had trouble kind of finding roles for their relievers, Stone 1-0 has been a bright spot there. He, too, like Carlos Martinez, probably had a case to be an all-star this year. It's tough to do that when you're not a full-time closer until the beginning of July. But very bright spot for him and certainly for the Cardinals, who needed that stability in the ninth inning.
And for my money, the best nickname in baseball this year, by far, the final boss. So, O gets that award from you. And, Jennifer, the MVP for position players, my guesses here would be either Matt Carpenter or Aledmys Diaz. Did one of those two get your award?
Yeah, I lean toward Matt Carpenter. I mean, you look at what he means to this team, and certainly Aledmys Diaz, and maybe he'll win my next award that we're going to give out. But Matt Carpenter, I mean, he solidified that leadoff spot. At the time of his injury, he was leading the NL on base percentage with a 420 mark. Ranked second in the league with a 988 OPS, which, you know, you just see a leadoff hitter leading the league in OPS, certainly unusual. And he was actually on pace to be the first leadoff hitter in Major League history to drive in 100 or more runs in a season before the injury. So he has had a terrific first half. Certainly the Cardinals hope that once he gets healthy, he can do that in the second half. And I think, you know, he always has been the catalyst for this offense. As he goes, they often go, and that seems to be the case this year as well.
Okay, and Jennifer, to wrap up, you teased this a little bit, but the most unexpected or surprising development of the first half, is it that guy Manning shortstop right now?
It is. I mean, let's think back. 12 months ago, he was designated for assignments and not claimed by any team. He was out there for the taking, stuck in the minors, injured. You look at where he's come over the last year, though he didn't make the opening day roster. He came up on day two, took advantage of an injury. So much so that the Cardinals not only moved him up into being their permanent number two hitter, but they also, when Johnny Peralta returned, shuffled their whole infield to keep Aledmys Diaz as their shortstop. So a deserving all-star this year, top 10 in the NL in batting average, runs scored in doubles in the first half, and I think a very strong candidate when you look at possible Rookie of the Year award at the end of the year. So terrific, terrific start to his career. And they right now, also after reaching base safely today, has reached base safely in 23 games. So off to a great start in the second half as well.
He certainly is. It's been a great 2016 season for Aledmys Diaz. And sometimes these kind of stories, the surprises are the best kind of stories throughout the course of a baseball season. Jennifer, great stuff as always on this Wednesday the 20th. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.